Welcome and thank you for listening to this audio, brought to you by Critifacts.com. In this audio, you will learn about the critter, known as the chuckwalla, with the scientific name, Sauromelus. First, let's go over the physical description of the chuckwalla. The common chuckwalla can reach over a foot in length, while the largest chuckwalla, the San Esteban chuckwalla, can reach over 2 feet. Chuckwallas don't necessarily camouflage like chameleons do. Instead, their bodies are made to blend into their surroundings naturally. For example, mood and outer temperature play the biggest role in skin coloration. That's why different subspecies of chuckwallas look so dissimilar, since they live in diverse areas with various climates. All chuckwallas also have loose skin flaps around their neck and sides for defensive measures. Next, let's explore the chuckwalla's range and habitat. The chuckwalla is a type of large lizard that is found in northwestern Mexico and the southwestern United States. Chuckwallas often live in remote and inhospitable places, like rocky areas or lava flows, which has kept their population stable. Next, let's go over the chuckwalla's diet. Chuckwallas usually eat early in the morning and spend the rest of the day sunbathing. Basking in the sun increases their body temperature, giving them energy to complete daily activities. Chuckwallas are primarily plant eaters, consuming fruit, leaves, and desert flowers, but will eat insects if food is scarce. Interestingly, there has been research done showing that these lizards prefer to snack on yellow flowers. Now, onto the chuckwalla's reproduction and development. Hibernation lasts from October to March, leading into the mating season, which goes from April to July. Females will secrete a strong scent to let males know they are ready to mate. Male chuckwallas will fight other males for the right to mate with different females. The female will build a nest in a warm location safe from predators, lay between 5 to 16 eggs, and then leave. The babies will hatch after a month and will need to fend for themselves. Lastly, here are a few more facts about the chuckwalla. Chuckwallas are very territorial. A male won't mind if females wander into their territory, but will become aggressive if another male's overlaps. The loose skin folds around the chuckwalla's neck and sides not only give them the impression of being larger, but it also aids in escaping predators. Chuckwallas will run between tight spaces like small crevices and inflate their lungs until they fill up the entire area, making it impossible to pull them out. Thank you for listening to this audio about the chuckwalla, brought to you by Critifacts.com. You can learn about wildlife, the environment, and more by visiting Critifacts.com or by tuning in to Critifacts Radio.